Hello and welcome to Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Deshawn, and with me in studio today is England football analyst, Nigel Naicker.
Great to be here, Desh. Let's dive into it.
Nigel, 100%. We are into match day 7, the first weekend of football of October 2024. To kick things off, we have a Crystal Palace side hosting Liverpool. Your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I think Liverpool have been duly so the best team in the league. They sit atop of the league.
15 points from opening 6 fixtures.
Yeah, conceded the least amount of goals. They looked very threatening going forward. And I think at the other end, Palace have been one of the poorest teams in the league, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, at home this season, it hasn't really been easy pickings for Crystal Palace, still yet to register their first home league win of the season. Could they potentially spring an upset in this game?
Yeah, I mean, considering you 6 games without a win so far at Tallis Park, and you consider the form that they were in the purple patch last season under Glasner,
right.
I think that they have to re-envision that.
Yeah, I think that's actually, you know, the comparison as to how good they were last season. It almost seems unfathomable because just how far back have they actually gone?
Look, it is a small sample size, so the quicker they turn it around, the better. But yeah, you do see them struggling a lot. They did lose Olise. Just a lot of creativity in the team. So hopefully they can turn around the table soon.
Yeah. Well, not to be the bearer of bad news, but you know, with the international break looming, this could be a time for Steve Parrish, the chairman of Crystal Palace, to look at his current manager and look at the crop of managers out there. Do you think maybe a potential sacking is on the horizon for Oliver Glasner if he doesn't maybe put up a performance in this game?
Look, like you mentioned, the international break does give owners and directors the opportunity to crack the whip on their managers, make a change. It does give you some time to deal with that change in the break. I do hope they don't. I think Glasner has showed enough last season with this Palace team. I think they just have been in a poor run of form. And yeah, once they turn it around, we know the players that they have and the potential that they have to really hurt real good Premier League teams.
Yeah, well, they're of course up against a Liverpool outfit who dispatched Wolves 2-1 last weekend. Can you see another away victory here for Liverpool?
Look, I wouldn't be surprised if I do. This Liverpool team is really hot at the moment. They do have a Champions League midweek game to look forward to as well. So their schedule is a bit tight. But yeah, I think with the form that Palace are in, I think Liverpool get the job done.
All right. Your scoreline and maybe who's going to score?
I'm going Mo Salah to get on the score sheet again. I'm going Liverpool
3-1. All right. Let's move along then. Arsenal are hosting bottom of the log, Southampton. Now, you know, it's like a banker for me of the weekend, right?
Yeah, I think I agree with you, Desh. I think the Southampton have found it really hard going in the Premier League, coming back up. The performances have been there. I've seen flashes from them. But look, this is the Premier League and it's really ruthless and it's tough to pick up points.
Especially at the Emirates. I mean, surely it's one of the most revered grounds in the land.
Yeah, no doubt. I think Arsenal are in scintillating form, just coming off the back of a really big Champions League win midweek against PSG. The confidence is high, and yeah, I don't think Southampton getting anything from this.
Yeah, of course, Arsenal are one of the two remaining teams yet to see league defeat this season. Surely that record extends this weekend?
Yeah, no doubt. I would even go as far as to saying that they get a clean sheet this weekend, Arsenal to win.
All right.
A clean sheet.
Any scorers catch your eye?
I think Havertz and Trossard, possibly. Even Saka. 3 players have been on really good form for Arsenal, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do find the back of the net.
All right. Well, the next fixture sees a London outfit as well. Similarly, Brentford are hosting Wolves. Now, I must say, this is probably a must-win game for Wolves, who currently sit bottom of the Premier League table, rooted to the foot of the table and 1 point from their opening 6 games. I mean, the alarm bells must be ringing for Gary O'Neill.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the only saving grace I would have for Gary O'Neill is when I look back at those fixtures and they do look like they've been given the hard end of the stick to start the Premier League with. Look, Gary O'Neill is a top tactician. So, look, they lost a few players. It's can you turn it around as quick as possible? And it's going to be a tough task against a Brentford team at home.
Yeah, especially considering Brentford have registered back-to-back league wins when they started at the season. And then, of course, they drew to West Ham. I believe it was last weekend, if I'm not mistaken. But surely that Thomas Frank you know, with the experience of his Brentford players, the man management, the game management, and someone they just always find the back of the net. Is this a, can I say, a bit of a tall order for Wolves to go there and expect 3 points?
Yeah, I think with the form that they're coming on and the pressure that they're coming into the game, I think it's going to be a tall order. This Brentford team look very good tactically. They've been flying out the blocks recently as well, scoring in under a minute in their past two games. Brandon Bemo has 5 goals this season, which is really impressive in the Premier League. So I think, he's got a really good team, and I wouldn't be surprised if Brentford do get the win.
All right. Is that actually your prediction?
Yeah, that's my prediction. I'm going Brentford to win and Mbeumo to score.
Yeah, let me play devil's advocate here. I just mentioned the international break is looming. Steve Parish at Crystal Palace will be looking at his manager. Surely the Wolves hierarchy as well will be also looking at Gary O'Neill and saying this might be the time to look elsewhere, because they have invested in the club in the last 2, 3, 4 transfer windows. You see the likes of Matias Cunha coming in from Atletico Madrid. I believe Strand Larsen is now the leading striker, and you know he's also a La Liga recruit. There's Sam Johnson in the net, so you know they have really reinforced in some of the key areas. Is it the manager that'll need to go?
We've seen it in the past. It usually is the manager that gets the sack. But look, the Premier League is unforgiving. Wolves, yes, like you mentioned, they did back the manager. If there's anything that might save Gary O'Neill, it's the difficulty of the fixtures that they started off with. And yeah, the performances has been there. So I think they can back him to turn things around post-international break.
All right. Well, let's move along then to Man City up against Fulham. Now, Fulham coming into this one with back-to-back league wins, impressive 3-1 victory at home to Newcastle. I know it wasn't that long ago when you and I were sitting in this very room and we couldn't really quite figure out who was going to come out ahead of that clash. Now, Fulham with a 3-1 scoreline, they follow that up with a 1-0 victory away to Nottingham Forest last time out, and now make the trip to the Etihad Stadium.
Sure, two really impressive victories on the bounce, and then you coming into it with real good confidence going into this Etihad clash. Look, it's Manchester City. I think it's going to be a bonus game for this Fulham team. Go out there, give your all, and try to get something from this game, because I feel that this Fulham team is really, really good going forward. They can hurt you. Really good attackers.
Yeah, from what I've seen from the Fulham lineup in recent weeks is that the head coach has opted for Raul Jimenez over his number 9 striker, who I believe is Rodrigo Muniz. Now, do you think that Premier League experience that Jimenez has kind of just edges out Rodrigo Muniz? Because I think he wasn't loan last season and he ended up performing really well, and I think they made his transfer permanent this season, but it hasn't quite worked out for him. And, you know, just a small tweak to your starting lineup maybe paid the dividends.
Yeah, look, I'm a big fan of Jimenez especially. I think he's a really good striker. I think he knits the game well, and he's got a goal in him as well, presses well. So I think he's probably been the missing piece. I think Muniz is a bit raw. He does need a bit more experience in the Premier League. And when he does get that, he could be the finished article, similar to what Jimenez is.
All right. Well, let's just delve a bit deeper into this Fulham outfit. Are they actually planning on mounting a top 4 challenge? Because currently they sit in 6th position, 11 points from their opening 6 league fixtures, just a single league loss, and that was away to Man United, where United pulled a 1-0 victory after some very good attacking work from that Fulham outfit. Now, is this the time? Is Marco Silva the man to lead this London outfit into Champions League?
Look, they're playing some exciting football. They get us off our feet. I'm one that is really entertained by Fulham. And I think who's to say that they don't replicate what Villa did and possibly get into the Champions League? Because this Fulham team can hurt you on their day. It's just about now consistency. Do they have the depth to push for a top 4 challenge?
Well, that was actually my next point, because they were active in the transfer market. Not only did they bring in a centre-back who I've been watching very for a very long time, and Joakim Andersen, but they also supplemented him with Sanderberg in front as an extra midfielder, probably the replacement for the outgoing João Paulinho, who has now landed at Bavarian Giants Bayern Munich. But they've also added the Arsenal duo of Reece Nelson and Emile Smith Rowe. We've mentioned the forward in Rodrigo Muniz, so it looks like he's at least stacked up with like two players in each position.
Yeah, look, they've backed him really well. I think they've seen something in him that from last season. There is potential, yeah. He's got a really good team to select from now. Like you mentioned, Joachim Andersen, one of Palace's best defenders, ball-playing centre-back, can marshal the defence, a really good leader. So, yeah, the coups you mentioned, Nelson and Smith Rowe, both can contribute to the Premier League. I wouldn't go as far as to say Smith Rowe can get 10 Premier League goals in the season.
There's a former Gunner right there.
I think it's possible. I think they've done really good business and they have a really good coach. And yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they are the surprise package of the season.
All right. Well, you know, of course, this will be the toughest test of the season yet. Away to the Etihad, always going to be the toughest ground in the land ahead of the start of the season. Now, Man City have just whitewashed Slovan 4-0 in the UEFA Champions League. Is this going to be another one of those run riot games?
Yeah, I think this one is just a bit too far for Fulham. Look, Fulham, we've sung their praises for a while now. They're a really good team, attack really well. But I think City are just on another level. Like you mentioned, swiped aside Slovan in the Champions League midweek. And yeah, just the best team in the league, no doubt.
All right. Scoreline and prediction, yeah?
I'm going City 3-0.
All right. The next fixture sees an under-pressure Julian Lopetegui up against a relegated, or rather a newly promoted team in the face of Ipswich Town. Now, surely this is a must-win for Lopetegui and company.
Yeah, I think he's one of the coaches who is a shout for the sack race, considering they did back him well in the transfer market before the season. And if you look at that West Ham team on paper, they should not be where they are. A really tough, tricky game against a really good Ipswich team this week.
You know, Ipswich have been outperforming their XG and you know, just maybe a lot of doubters. They've certainly raised my eyebrow, but you know, when you look at this West Ham team, I really want to keep the focus here because there's been some huge defeats for them in recent weeks. You know, you look at that 3-0 defeat by Chelsea in the league, 5-1 hammering by Liverpool in the EFL Cup, and then they drew 1-1 to Brentford last time out, where they fell, where they had to come from behind to secure that point. This, of course, all happened before Man City hit them for 3-1. So some big losses.
Yeah, some big losses. I think they need to set up shop at the back, deal with the foundation, defend more, stop letting them in, and then you've got a base to look forward to, because they have some really good attacking players that can turn the game for them. And yeah, they should not be languishing where they are.
Yeah, where do you think it went wrong for West Ham? Because honestly, I think this Ipswich Town is just punching above their weight, and it's going to be a tough battle for West Ham at the London Stadium.
Yeah, no doubt. I think I'm backing Ipswich to even get something, considering West Ham's form coming into this. I don't think they're a very cohesive unit. They do have individually very good players, but yeah, just don't seem to be gelling. I don't think Lopetegui is getting enough out of them, and hopefully they can turn it around for his sake.
All right. Well, with that being said, give me your scoreline here and potentially any scorers.
I'm backing Ipswich to get another positive result. Liam Delap.
Delap, I was going to say.
Really good. I'm backing him to score, and maybe kudos for West Ham.
All right, 100%. Moving along to the fixture, the final fixture, or the penultimate fixture for the 4 p.m. games on Saturday, is Leicester hosting Bournemouth. Now, Bournemouth with a hugely impressive 3-1 victory over Southampton last time out. Of course, they were 3 up by the halftime whistle.
Yeah, I think much needed victory as well. Areola has been under a little bit of pressure. And yeah, these are the games that you have to win in order to avoid relegation, beat the teams around you. It was a solid first half performance and yeah, professional performance.
Well, they're away to Leicester out for that. Also just managed to get promoted. Of course, Enzo Maresca was at the helm and guided Leicester to promotion. The Foxes have since dispatched with him and moved on to Steve Cooper. Now, Leicester currently sit in 17th position. They're level on points with 18th place Crystal Palace, which means they're just above the drop.
Yeah, I think they found it tough going in the Premier League so far. Not too bad results, in my opinion. I think they were on the fence of getting a few big results, especially last week against Arsenal at the Emirates. I think to hold them 2-2 to 90 minutes was credit to them. And yeah, I think if things do go better for them, they can be on the better end of some results, no doubt.
Yeah, do you think the shackles are going to come off in this fixture? Both managers going to tell them, go on and have a shot?
Yeah, I think both managers will do. It's a proper Premier League tie to feisty teams. So yeah, let's see.
All right, well, that being said, give me your prediction. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a cracker.
I think Bournemouth get the win, yeah. I'm backing them. I think Leicester have found it difficult. And yeah, I'm backing Bournemouth 2-0.
All right. Saturday's final fixture sees the Anthony Gordon derby. Now, of course, his former club, Everton, where he donned the number 10 jersey, will come up against Newcastle, where he currently wears the number 10 jersey. And, you know, it's going to be a fixture that both sides, you know, it's a must side, two inside coming through. Hujue, can you see this one going? Is it going to be fireworks here?
Yeah, I think two Premier League classic clubs. I think Everton, high off the confidence of getting their first win last week. Major win for Son Dykes and his team. So I think they'll want to back that up. You're playing at home now. So why not? A Newcastle team that has faltered as well. I felt that they were started the season well, but following that, a few poor results against Fulham. They got hit by City. Did they draw to City last week?
Yeah, right? It was a 1-1 draw to Man City. But their big defeat was, of course, Fulham dispatched them 3-0. I think it was Tottenham who might have beaten them earlier this season.
Yes. Yeah, so I think they faltered a bit. So I hope with Dyche's big win last week, I think Everton might get the victory, yeah?
Well, there have been some shaky signs at the back for Everton. I think they've conceded 15 league goals across their opening six league fixtures. Only Wolves from all top-flight clubs have conceded more at this point of the season. Surely Newcastle are going to find a goal in this game?
Yeah, especially with Newcastle's attacking prowess. It's a stat that Dyche will not want to be hearing, especially with the way he sets his teams up. I think they need to get back to basics because they've got a very physical team at the back, especially with the midfielder as well. So players who can set up shop more defensively and be more a bit compact.
Well, of course, it was in the last days that news broke of Everton's completed takeover. Now, I believe the current AS Roma owner, goes by the surname of Friedkin, has purchased the majority stake of Everton, which is owned by Farhad Moshiri. The deal is subject to approval from the Premier League, but I believe Everton have new owners.
Yeah, look, it's something that the fans wanted to get over the line for a while now. I think that now it's done. The focus can be solely on the pitch. Back the manager, back the club, your new owner. Let's see what you can do now for these Evertonian fans.
All right. Well, do they get the victory against this Newcastle outfit?
I'm backing them. I think with the high of last week's win and with Newcastle's faltering form, I think they get the victory at Merseyside at home.
All right. Well, Sunday's action sees Aston Villa hosting Manchester United. Now, of course, United not having the best of seasons as it stands. Just a one away league win this season. Can you see it too from the opening four away league fixtures?
Not at Villa Park, in my opinion. I think Villa are one of the better teams this season. And look, Ten Hag's team, on paper, I would say it's a very good team, but I don't think they're a very cohesive unit. I was really surprised by the loss last week against Spurs. I think at Old Trafford, that doesn't really happen to you, especially with the side that he put out. It looked like there was a really good team that he put out. I mean, Rashford, Bruno, Garnacho is a really good front three.
The home side, this week they're playing Bayern Munich over here. Can you see maybe a bit of a softening for Unai Emery's team? Or are they going to go all out?
I think they want to attack it. Champions League football at Villa Park, and you're hosting one of the European perennial giants. I think it's going to be a night that they look forward to, a night that they relish. And yeah, look, give your all against a really good Bayern Munich team this season.
Yeah. If you're Man United right now, what must be going through your head? Why is the season going the way it's going for you? I mean, 13th position, surely we have to do better than that.
Yeah, no doubt, especially with the way that Ineos has now come in and backed Ten Hag again. You spent 200 million in the transfer window. But at some stage, let's also look at the players, because I felt against 20, they shrugged their shoulders. They weren't, the performance wasn't there. You have to earn the right to play for your team, especially a team like Manchester United. And let's take a step back from Ten Hag, who, I'm sure he has his faults. I know he has his faults with his tactical approach to the game. But these players have to take more responsibility.
Yeah, of course, United have scored just 5 league goals this season. Only Southampton from all Premier League clubs has scored fewer.
That's shocking. It really is. I think they also need players to hit some form. With Bruno's card being rescinded, I think he needs some goals. I think Rashford needs to get some goals, and they need Hoyland back ASAP. Mount as well. I think they miss his creativity. They need him back to the best player he was. So look, there's a lot of problems. There's a lot of potential in this Manchester United team that Ten Hag needs to unlock.
All right. Well, of course, this must be a bit of a difficult fixture for you to predict. Or is it not?
Look, I would have felt it was difficult with the suspension of Bruno going there without any creativity. But that does now throw a spanner in the works. I think Manchester United just might get something from this game, especially if he turns up on the day. I think he's the one player that really can turn a game.
Is that United on the double chance?
I'm thinking United on the double chance. You'll get some good value there.
All right. Sunday's fixture sees Chelsea hosting Nottingham Forest. Now, Chelsea are currently the top scorers in the English Premier League this season with 15 goals from their opening 6 league outings. Now, of course, that's translated to 4 straight wins. They've won 4 of their 6 league outings. 3 of them have come in their previous 3.
It's super impressive. I think especially with the form of Chelsea from the past 2 seasons, I think for Maresca to come in and do this in his first 6 games is super, super impressive. To get them gelling the way they are, we know that they have a proper squad. You don't spend £1 billion on a squad and have poor players at your disposal. So it was about time that they do get good. And yeah, he's getting the best out of them.
Yeah, well, they come up against Nottingham Forest side that is also overperforming, I'd say, currently in the top half of the Premier League after several games in.
Yeah, I think Forest, another very good team. I think they were a bit unlucky last week, losing to Fulham. But on paper, one of the better teams. I think we sing Gibbs White's praises every week. Really good player. And yeah, I think that Chelsea will have a difficult game, but coming into it with their form, I do see them getting the victory, yeah.
All right. Anytime scorer?
Cole Palmer. You got to back that boy. It's ice cold when he's around. I think that 4 goals last week was just sublime. I think the best out of the pick was the 4th one for me. The 4th one. The near post finish. Yeah. That is excellent. Yo, top, top player.
All right, Joel, you've heard it right there from Nigel, calling Cole Palmer as a anytime scorer. The final fixture of the round sees Brighton hosting Tottenham Hotspur. Now, of course, Brighton just reeling from that 4-2 defeat by the hands of Chelsea last time out.
Yeah, I think we just singing Chelsea's praises. Really good performance. I think Brighton were a bit unlucky in the game to take the game to them at the Bridge, get 2 goals. And they've been a good team this season as well. I think that was their first defeat this season, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah.
Yeah, you're spot on. They were undefeated across their previous 5 league outings, of course, losing to Chelsea last time. But, you know, I think the manner in which they were defeated, probably not many people saw that coming. 4 goals, of course, from Cole Palmer, but maybe the scoreline as well.
Yeah, I think no doubt they've been very tight at the back with the new manager, Frank Hutzelinger.
Yeah.
Especially. So I think they want to dust themselves off and try and get a better result here against Spurs.
Yeah, I probably want to chalk that one off because, you know, they've conceded 8 goals in the league this season. But of course, half of those came last time out. So surely there's more to this Brighton side than meets the eye.
No doubt, I was super impressed with them. I think if you take away the last week's result, we stand here and we sing a whole lot of praises for their coach and for the way that they've started the Premier League so far. Danny Welbeck in some fine form. Yakuba Minte looks like a gem that they've unearthed again. And yeah, just a really good attacking team that you like to watch.
Mm. All right, well, they of course are going to do battle with Tottenham Hotspur now. And Tottenham Hotspur having some decent run of form. They've strung together 3+ goals in back-to-back league outings. I mean, that's quite significant, especially when you consider that they also hit, I think it was Newcastle earlier this season, 4-0, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Or was it Everton 4-0?
Yeah, it was Everton. I think, look, Big Ange, when they do get it right, they get it right well. And they can hit you on your day. We've seen it last week. Not many teams go to Old Trafford and hit United for three. That was a great performance. And yeah, they've got the players on the day. It looks like Big Dom Solanke is getting some form now. He's got a couple of goals back-to-back. And yeah, if they can build on that foundation, they've got good wingers, they've got good defenders. I wouldn't be surprised if Spurs go on to get a go on and challenge for a European spot.
All right. Does that mean a victory this weekend at Brighton?
I don't think so. I'm not calling anything for them this weekend. I think they've got European action midweek. And I think with that distraction, I think Brighton turned things around after their tough defeat last week.
All right. Well, Nige, it's been a pleasure unpacking all things Premier League related to you for this week's episode. We're going to have to wait and see how your predictions play out. From all of us in studio, thanks and goodbye.
Cheers.